Hi, everybody. It's Chris here from the Gallagher Shots YouTube channel. Just to let you know, as always, this podcast is now part of the 90 Minute Football Network and proudly sponsored by www.pt-4-u.co.uk. Enjoy the episode. Hi everybody, welcome back to the Gallagher Shots YouTube channel and the Always Smiling Faces podcast. I'm going to start straight away, once again, many questions as possible tonight. Just how you like it, Digger.
Question and answer. It's my favourite part. Honestly, it's the only reason I'm here. I'm only here for the questions. From our wonderful viewers.
We thought you had kind of turned into a glory.
Well, sorry, yes, I know. I've missed all the losses, haven't I? Oh, I'm gone, actually.
What a PM to turn up tonight. He wasn't coming otherwise.
Not this one. As always, you can see, I am joined by Mark Walker, Decker, and Stephen Best. How are you, boys? How are you, Mark?
What's wrong with Bestie's voice tonight?
Nothing.
Oh, there it is.
I've been talking literally since I got here, non-stop.
Not for the...
I was just observing etiquette.
Not for the listeners and viewers. It was as if you were mute.
No, mute. I'm just considered.
How are you, Mark?
I'm good, Chris. How are you?
I'm well. Are you alright, Bessie?
A bit of a sore throat, actually.
Oh, God. There's something wrong with him, isn't there?
No, I'm grand. I've had a sore throat for 6 weeks or something now. I don't know if it's serious. I don't know. But yeah, I'm alright.
Just put a bit of a downer there, like.
We'll pick him back. How are you? Bigger. You good?
Good, are you? Not bad, are you? Yeah.
People can't see the back of your neck, which is a good thing.
My neck is...
You're burnt.
Burnt. I was playing golf yesterday and... Well, your head's down most of the day, right? And absolutely horrendous. Like,
do you tan well, Decker, normally?
Yeah.
Not looking at them legs.
Especially... No, my legs are
normally... I can't work a bite if you're normally quite fair.
My legs are normally lush, like, to be fair, like in the summer and that, like, but for me, neck's really bad, like to be fair, like off
my nose. I've not even got that big a nose, like a Roman nose, like that, but it burns like mad every time. Terrible.
Mine's been really bad. I had to go to the shop and get some cream for it today. But I won a golf, so that was fantastic.
You won?
I did. It was a good day.
I get burnt ears. Aye. Just on the top of the ears, I haven't like got sticky out ears either. So,
no, especially not.
Now they're kind of tucked to your head, actually.
You're quite streamlined. Streamlined ears.
Yeah.
Right, let's get straight into it. I'll start with you, Digger. Oh. We're going into the Man City game, okay? And what are you expecting from this? Are you just classing this as another free hit?
Well, yeah, because there's a lot of people obviously thought because Man City had lost midweek against Real Madrid in the fashion that they lost, that all of a sudden that might derail their season and all of a sudden they're going to run confidence. They're not going to be able to come back from this and
we are that close to Man City that can make all the difference.
And I was very much like, no. this could be an actual rocket up their arse that we may get the backlash of. So I did think would get beat, and I thought it would be comfortable. But that doesn't mean that I wasn't upset or disappointed at the result. I think that's a funny one where some people will say to me, well, how can you be upset with it then if that's what you expected? Like, I did think we'd struggle, and I did think we'd get beat. But I was still a bit upset that was at the end of the game thinking, that wasn't great, was it? So, yeah. But they're one of the best teams in the world, right?
Like, maybe the best team
maybe
in the
best.
Yeah.
And it's it's incredibly difficult when especially Liverpool drawn the day before.
Yes, yeah.
I just feel as if give them even more incentive.
The Champions League thing as well. They've been playing regularly every Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah. Well, not everybody knows, a lot of it for 10 years now. Mm. Obviously, not all the same players for 10 years, you know, like Sterling's up, you know, but it's they've got that routine. Guardiola knows how to manage that. He's managed that at Barca, at Bayern Munich. And the players have all done that for a long, long time. Sterling was doing it at Liverpool. De Bruyne has done it. So, like, for all they had the extra half hour against Madrid, it will have been, like, deflating to lose that way. Because, I mean, the game was theirs, right? They had it wrapped up. Like, so we thought, like, that's what the top teams can do that. The top teams can lose, have that kind of thing go at the weekend, right? Concentrate on that's all they've got now. They're not in the FA Cup, obviously. The Champions League's gone, not in the League Cup's gone. Liverpool won that, so all they've got to do now is right, we've got four cup finals.
Yeah, yeah.
Three cup finals.
They've got a huge squad as well that they can.
Yeah, massive.
You know, they can manage playing two, three games a week because they can bring in a brand new 11 that is absolutely brilliant and would comfortably finish within probably the top six of the Premier League. You know, if it wasn't their starters.
Similar to Liverpool last weekend before last, where they had Milner.
They made some changes, didn't they? Yeah.
Trent wasn't playing as I later found out.
Sure?
and they were like, they Newcastle for all it was only 1-0 and had a couple of chances. Didn't really lay a glove on them. We actually had more chances yesterday.
Yeah.
I was talking to my dad, didn't watch it. My dad was out yesterday and I watched like a bit of the first half. And I was telling him, like, oh, Wilson had the 1-on-1 and he had the chance that he missed the ball and went through his legs. And Will, I thought, we had three or four good chances there where, like, if the finishing had been a bit sharper, which I'm sure we'll come to later.
So we'll get straight on it because I think the first chance of the game, a decent chance, falls to Chris Wood.
Yeah.
So it's nils each. And Saint, what we've said numerous times, that he needs to put the ball in early. He needs to put a good ball in early. Saint put a fantastic ball into the box, Mark. And Chris Wood, all he's got to do with that is make a decent connection.
Yeah, he just didn't. He didn't seem to catch it cleanly with his head, did he? Just like almost.
Is it a back pass?
It was a strange.
Yeah, it really was. He cushioned header rather than putting his head through it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's maybe that and also good defending, because obviously he was up against their centre half as well, who's making it difficult for him. But you do expect him to be attacking that ball. And like you say, anywhere other than where it goes, it's a goal.
A bit of power. Like the one against Southampton, like Fraser Forster hasn't got a hope because he's put it in the corner. It's powerful. It's what he can do. But yeah, it was like a cushion header back to the keeper almost. It was a poor effort. Like.
But I think, Decker, one of the things which a lot of fans have been mentioning, saying that if you give Chris Wood that delivery and the ball in that area, he's going to bag your goals.
Didn't happen. Well, yeah, I mean, obviously you would think that's his bread and butter, right? Like a cross coming in like that. I mean, for me, it was a free. Honestly, it was almost a free because it went past their defender.
Oh, he was.
And he was in a 6-yard box. And I was shocked at the lack of power that he managed to generate. His positioning of it wasn't great either. I mean, it was straight at the goalkeeper, but it was the lack of power that I found quite strange.
And I think it might have been Joe Linton that was just behind him as well.
Yeah, Joe Linton was in a much better position. Well, maybe, but I'm expecting my striker to take, you know, to head out that chance. Yeah. You know,
like
no
Chris
doubt
says,
about,
with
you know?
Chris Wood's kind of his reputation, shall we say. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is with Wood is that he doesn't get a great many chances like that.
Yeah.
No. I can't think of a similar, like the header against Southampton.
There was one against Everton. I think it was Everton was a poor one, I remember as well, at the back post.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was behind that goal, and I was like, that was absolutely dreadful.
I think he put one over the top of one of his early home games, so he remembers he has had more chances than that.
I mean, he's not been 5 and 10 a game by any stretch yet. I mean, we're talking over a 10-game period, he might have had three, maybe four. It's not loads by any stretch, but I you can only kind of call what you see, and that was a really good chance. And Moura took the lead as well, you know, and in fairness, I actually thought early doors looked awry, you know. I thought we were kind of getting at them a little bit. Obviously, we had a bit of pace in the wide areas, which was hurting them a little bit. But started reasonably well.
I thought the whole game they played, for the most part, played all right. Really, the mistakes for the goals in the last two were just kind of almost chasing the game. Like, anyhow, we'll come to later on. Like,
We'll go through the goals because I just like we've done the last couple of weeks. I'd rather open this up to questions as well. Mm-hmm. Just obviously get some opinions on the back of those, which we've got a couple already. But we'll with the goals, and we'll go through most of them. First goal. So that is Sterling gets the first one.
With a towering header.
So Sterling gets the first one. Bestie.
Hello.
Should Dan Byrne do a hell of a lot better?
I think it's hard to say because there's so many things go wrong.
Yeah.
So Maximin at the back post should be tracking his man better. Lascelles is in no man's land. So I can't remember if Sterling was his man or Sterling's movement's taking him away from him. Dan Byrne.
Sterling pulls off him.
He pulls him off.
Pulls off him.
Wow,
pulls off him.
I'm getting worse. You just slowed up.
I'll read Yoda.
Off and him were in a completely different way around.
But yeah, I think everyone, all three of them, extra training.
I actually just think it's a very well worked goal by Man City. The way that the cross goes deep, the header back across, and he's free for a little tap in.
Qualify what I'm saying, and I'll probably come to say that Man City are just a much much better side than Newcastle.
Yeah,
like all the
as
goals,
the title says.
Everything we can sit and criticise Newcastle, which we'll do when it's right to do that. But you've got to Man City for all the goals, the one where Grealish leaves Trippier for toast.
I thought that one had a bit of that was the fourth, wasn't it, Foden?
I can't remember.
I thought that one had a bit of fortune about it.
But yeah, but still the way Grealish against, I mean, Trippier's maybe a bit rusty because he's not been playing for a long time, but the way he gets past him is an example. I'm not jumping, but you know, that Man City are just a really, really good side.
I take the blame for that goal, like, because literally about 10 minutes before I went, Grealish has been ruined by going to Man City.
We're skipping ahead, yeah.
He's been terrible.
We're on goal one.
That point.
We're all aware that the quality, of course, is, you know, night and day between the two sides. I get that. But it was a bit disheartening. I don't know if that's the right word, but like, we got done by so many set pieces, it felt like. You know,
yeah, too cool.
I'm not honestly not expecting to concede goals like that against them. I'm expecting, you know, Chris passing and you get ripped apart. De Bruyne with a lovely pass. And he holds hands up and goes, you know, that's class. But getting beat off set pieces and Sterling headers and stuff like that, that's pretty...
That's
quite rough to take.
Players on the field and move past Jamal Lascelles as an old-school defender so many times that the balls are in the box, he's going to win those balls.
The problem is with him, I think, is he's too much of a ball watcher, I think, at times. He watches rather than is in the right position. As I think Bessie said there was all three of them were to blame, really, on that first goal. But when it went in, I was like, you've got to be joking.
Yeah.
Like, Sterling header. When's the last time he scored a header? Probably someone will tell us last week, but like, it seems a long time ago to me.
And it's almost like a cliche, but Sterling isn't the kind of, he's not Les Ferdinand or Chris Wood, or, you know, he's not the big, burly powerhouse. No. He's not known for his finishing. If anything, his finishing is kind of the weakest part of his game normally.
It had hurt even more a little bit because I felt we had the better chance at the other end. Wood had a better chance, in my opinion, that we've just sort of squandered. And then it felt very quickly that then went and scored. And I thought, it's just typical, isn't it? You know, I mean,
yeah.
I suppose it's the old saying, if you don't take your chances, you're going to come back.
Still couldn't really miss that, though, could he? He's standing 6 yards out from goal.
But Wood did.
Goal wide open in front of him.
It's because it's too bloody close.
Bessie, how many times have you been coming over?
Not that one over last week, but that's because I flicked my elastic band off, Mark. No, never. I don't even know who it is.
If that wasn't there, I wouldn't knock it over. See?
It's Sam Fender. So if he goes, I can just blame him.
If that wasn't there, you wouldn't knock it over. Guess why? Because it's not there.
Exactly. Don't have it there.
Second goal. I think this is one where we'll probably focus a lot on. A lot of tune and thrown between me and Adam.
It was yesterday.
Passionate discourse that yesterday.
So Adam was at the match. He was at Etihad. And I had the comfort of watching it in the pub. Yes, Martin Dubravka makes an error, a bad error for a goalkeeper. But straight away, there's people saying, right, drop him, replace him straight away. Do you think that's a bit a knee-jerk reaction, Mark?
I mean, bringing Darlow on at that point would be quite crazy, wouldn't it? At that stage of the game. But...
was it 25 minutes in? Yeah,
no, come on, get him off.
Get him gloves off.
It's a strange one, isn't it? I mean, he has made a number of errors during the season, not just this season. You can pinpoint various times in the time he's been at Newcastle. But then you can then directly correlate that with the amount of times that he's pulled off fantastic saves and won games and stuff like that and kept the score down. So it's we talk about it quite a lot. And, you know, this subject came up a number of times across this season. Generally, because there's been something where people think Dubravka should have done better, or he's maybe spilled it, or something like that. The same thing happened at the other end with the Man City keeper in the second half, where he came out and he completely dropped it and lost it. The difference is that they reacted very, very quickly and they fell from it. If we can get a better keeper, should we do it? Absolutely. If you can get better players in your positions that you've got, you improve on it. But as we've said, you know, before in the past, he's not a bad keeper. He's just unlucky, or he makes mistakes. We sat and talked about Pickford the other day because Bestie wants him as our new number one. And, you know, the amount of times that we've talked about mistakes he's made, but equally he's been fantastic at times. It's the spotlight is massively on you when you're a goalkeeper.
Take off, we'll just go to the game prior against Liverpool. Dubravka had a fantastic game against Liverpool.
Well, he's a good goalkeeper, isn't he? That's where it's really difficult that, like, I'm sure I've sat here and said it's an area that I think we should look to strengthen. and I'll still stand by that. But it's worrying though that he does have these mistakes in him, doesn't he? Like maybe every five, six games, something will happen. Like,
he does.
I mean, that was a really bad error yesterday. I mean, the replay looks even worse because there's no one really blocking him at all. The shot's really got nothing on it. And Dubravka, I'll be fully aware that he should do better. I just don't know how many times do you kind of go, oh, it's all right. He is a good goalkeeper, sorry, and he does loads of good stuff for when it's fine. I feel like I've said that a lot about him, if I'm honest.
Do you think he
at this present moment, though, he's still the best we'll have? Like,
do you think he saves you more points than what he throws away?
He probably does. What I always find mad, though, is like if Darlow does that, everyone says Dubravka never does that. I remember when Darlow did do a mistake, and they were like, Dubravka wouldn't have done that. That's why he should be in. But Dubravka can equally do their mistakes as well. That does not mean that I'm saying Darlow should start. That's not what I'm meaning here. What I'm saying is, but I think both of them have errors in them. Dubravka's just slightly more.
Do you not think it's because he seems to be making more mistakes than he did in the past? So it's getting more.
Well, I would say,
and that's why there's so much volume about it.
I would also say I don't think he's been used as much as, you know, like I'm going maybe back to the Bruce days or perhaps even the Rafa days, actually, where sometimes you were having to really rely on Dubravka. He was getting man of the match every week.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, Dubravka again, Dubravka. Whereas the last, like, the run we've had of all them wins, we used to sit here and go, well, you never had anything to do because the back four's been great. Not just the back four, the whole team's been great, you know.
I think we sat the other week and said, could that be, you know, some of the cause behind the issues that he's having, because he's almost a little bit cold in the game because he's not having to constantly be.
Well, this is a debate with Pickford. I said is when he was at Sunderland, he was having to pull off 20 saves a game and they'd lose 3-0. Oh, but he's made 20 saves. Then he was going to Everton at the beginning and wasn't really having to do anything, but he'd do a howler because he's not actually involved for 40 minutes of a game. And that can be tough for a goalkeeper to be.
I always think that makes when if you're a busy goalkeeper, I think it was the same with Darlow. I think Shea Given had it a little bit as well because he was quite, for all we were a decent side a few times when Given was in goal, he was a really good shot stopper. And when you're busy, when you're facing a lot of shots, you're kind of showcasing that. And the parts of Given's game, his distribution wasn't great. His command of the area wasn't great. I've got a thing, I couldn't prove it, but I don't think he was great speaking to his centre-halves. I think that's why we had so much bother. Bramble, I'm not saying that's why Bramble and Broomsong were shit, but I think that his communication with the centre-halves led to a lot of trouble, or lack thereof. So I think that's what, when Dubravka's been making his debut against Man U, he made three or four like unreal saves. It's like, hang on, who's this? He was like Sparta Progs and reserve goalkeeper.
He's number three.
Aye. Anyways, it wasn't left back.
Unbelievable.
That's just silly. But I don't think he's been that bad. It was a mistake. The shot, it might have flicked off Gabriel Jesus, but it didn't.
Not,
if it did,
to put off.
It's not deviated. Diverted the ball away enough to that. It's just a mistake. And
an awful time because the second goal, I don't know how the second just felt, oh, it's a match now. Do you know what I mean?
Was it match of the day I was watching last night or something where they were on about, was it Diaz who scored? No.
I didn't
for Liverpool?
No. Man City second goal. Just Liverpool, that's right. Who was it who scored it?
The defender, wasn't it?
Because we're talking about.
It was the central defender.
Not Laporte.
I don't know.
Laporte? Yeah.
It was Laporte. We're talking about a run that got made anyway where they've had the shot. Was it De Bruyne had the shot? From edge of the box.
From the free kick?
No.
From Dubravka's error?
Yeah.
What? I think it was, yeah.
Edge of the box, the shot's been taken, and instead of just watching it, they've made the run as soon as the shot's been taken.
That's just reminded us, actually, did anybody think it was potentially a foul on Target just before he goes and strikes that ball?
Well, I've not seen. I can't remember.
Because Target's coming out to close down the ball, and I don't know who it is, but one of their players basically just steps in front of him and takes him out. Just as the then he then has the shot.
Cancelo gets a second one.
Cancelo.
Diaz got the first one. Cancelo got the second. Yeah.
Sterling.
No, I'm completely wrong. I'm looking at the old game.
Sterling definitely got the first one.
Cancelo that got it.
But they make a run. As soon as they have the shot, the kid starts running. And it's like, you know, when they talk about strikers kind of cleaning
up. It was Laporte, yeah. So Sterling, Laporte, Rodri, Foden, Sterling.
Again. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
it was almost like a poacher's finish where you're anticipating.
I was told that when I was a kid and I played up front, we had a couple of lads who used to love to take a dig.
Yeah.
And my manager used to say to me, second you go to sit there, I'm going to take a shot. Just go towards the keeper because they'll not be able to hold it and you'll be there.
Well, that's why that was one of the problems I had with Darlow and Rob Elliott did it as well. Where obviously I played in goal From a kid, I got told if you lose the ball or if you save it, push it away.
Of course,
don't deflect it.
Yeah, cruel. I used to hear cruel for that.
Yeah,
cruel is to just palm it back into the area.
I think all our keepers have laid probably the Brabka less than anyone else, but they'll save it. I remember one that Defoe scored for Sunderland at St James's. Mm-hmm. Might be in a one, might be in the 1-1, or could have been the defeat. More than he was.
I was going to say
where they've had a shot. Elliot saved it and it's gone straight up in the air and landed basically 3 yards out middle of the fourth.
Yes,
high,
yes, it was. Yeah,
and that's get told push it out, like try and put it out for a corner.
I think in that regard, Dubravka's physically, he's not even trying to save it. He's gathering the ball.
He's held, I'm not saying he should be
obviously like, that's
probably blown it away, but kind of just.
I don't know. So what? So obviously Adam was saying.
Right, my opinion on this one is right.
It's almost raging,
we need to realize right now that where we are. Yes, he made an error, but it doesn't matter how good of a goalkeeper you bring in, they're always going to have an error in them. Every single one of them is going to make a mistake.
Allison does it.
You look at the top teams in this league and how many goalkeepers they've had to go through to get to a position. Mm-hmm. Look, Chelsea's probably the worst with the amount that they've gone through since probably Czech, really.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's been they've gone through there.
City have been through a few.
Edward Mendy, I like Mendy.
Liverpool have been through a few. So,
well, man, you when they replaced Schmeichel, they had Taibbi, they had Mark Bosley. Yeah. It took them a while to settle.
They're probably the longest. De Gea is probably the longest serving number one at one of those top clubs, really, isn't he?
Been here a long time.
Arsenal,
now.
Obviously, Arsenal only just signed the
Ramsdale.
Every single one of them, and I think we're in a position now where. Do I have Champions League football next season? No. Do I have any form of European football? No. Who are you going to bring in to replace Martin Dubravka? I think be better than him.
He's look. The
Bestie's got an idea.
Yeah. So next, there's a comment in there. I'll see if I can quickly find it.
They mightn't go down though. Now though,
I don't think he's better. I don't think he's better than Dubravka, but I think he's a decent keeper.
I don't have the comment, but somebody did comment in. Sorry, I can't put it on screen. Saying, do you really think Pickford is a better goalkeeper than Dubravka?
Oh no, I don't. I think he's a good goalkeeper. I didn't say he was better than Dubravka.
Okay.
I don't think he's... I think I said he wasn't, actually.
Okay.
Pickford's problem, and we spoke about this a few times on here.
I'm leaning towards Pickford being better. Like,
do you reckon?
God, I feel dirty saying that.
I don't know if he is.
He's got better distribution. He's better with his feet.
I think he's better.
He's a good stopper.
Shot my thing with crosses,
Pickford,
maybe.
Pickford, it's the
he's got more errors than what Dubravka has.
He has got a lot of errors in him, and he's
against us.
I mean, against Chelsea, I know it's only one
against Liverpool as well. The crowd gets under his skin, whereas Dubravka, I don't think that happens really. Dubravka's steady. Well, he's never played something because we haven't played them for fucking 15 years or something, but Dubravka's steady. But there, he made that big mistake in Euros as well.
It was a howler.
It was. It really was.
He's never been right since then.
I do like him.
And he's had the injuries as well. I think that's had an impact on him.
I like him a lot, but I don't. He's not irreplaceable. But at the same time, I think you replace your weakest positions first, don't you?
100%.
I don't think the goalkeeper. I think we can improve under Dubravka.
There's a few shouts, obviously, and just as we're talking about goalkeepers, there's a few shouts, and I've seen this so many times. Dean Henderson from Man U.
Yeah.
How often are we seeing him play in
games? It's because he had that one good season, Sheffield United.
They got relegated. And I get it, right? People will be saying, oh, Dean Henderson, the times I've watched him, he's had great games. When was the last time anybody sat and watched him apart from that team?
Well, it's the same, Dean Henderson.
A consistent run of games.
He had that good, he was in good form, but a few years ago, you had Jack Butland in great form. Pope at Burnley has been in great form. Ashley Westwood.
Pope could be a good shout if Burnley go down.
Well, is Westwood a goalkeeper? I'm not talking shit there. He's not, is he?
He's a golfer.
That's Tim Westwood. No, he's a sex offender.
He's a Dutcher. Allegedly.
But there's loads of keepers that'll have like a good run and then kind of disappear. Like Joe Hart. It's weird with goalkeepers. Joe Hart was a really good goalkeeper for a long time. And then
he's not doing too badly up the road.
He's arse went. Up the road, where is he now?
Currently, Henderson wasn't there the season. Sheffield United got relegated.
Was it the year before?
Yeah.
I'm going to finish seventh. Thanks for nothing.
Either way, point's still valid. When was the last time we saw him have a run of games?
Yeah. Is he the keeper now?
In the same breath, though, when Dubravka came, he was third choice at Prague and no one knew who he was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we stuck him in his debut at Man United at home and he was the best thing ever. And like, it's you know, the
same breath, you've got the likes of
difficult,
Woodman.
Yeah. Els is the opposite of that. number Christ one almighty. International goalkeeper, came with a great reputation and was absolute dog shite.
Was he Anderlecht's goalkeeper?
Aye. Yeah. I went to that Cambridge friendly. It wasn't Cambridge. It was he used to play for us. He was like a hero there, man. It was a pre-season friendly, but I think with Drew, I got beaten. He tried to like trip it over someone's head in his own box and that.
Or was it?
Who was it again, man?
Vitesse or someone like that?
No. It was in England. It was in England.
Yes.
It was like a third division team.
I know who you're talking about.
It'll come to us. I apologise. But he used to play for us and then he retired there. He was like a pure hero at this club he was.
Goalkeeper?
No. The lad that...
James Coppinger?
Maybe
Doncaster.
Doncaster. It was Doncaster.
It'll be Coppinger,
I went there to watch the pre-season friendly and he was in goal. The idiot tried to like... It was in his own box and he tried to like chip it over someone's head and that. Lost the ball, them scored.
Aye.
Oh, awful.
If someone got sent off like...
And he would never, ever play again for me. Was the whole game, the quarterfinals of the cup, where I just scored, literally, and then chocolate hands. Just it was just the worst.
Played them off the park as well.
Oh, played them off the park.
Great, that.
And the thing is, apparently Newcastle are only going to be citing four players, I think it was, to come into that starting 11. Do you think we're going to spend such a wedge on a goalkeeper to come in? Because a goalkeeper takes a big chunk of that kitty, like.
It will. I mean, if you're looking to get someone from the top table, like, you're going to spend loads of money, but you can get someone, if you're smart, if you've got good scouts. Like when we brought Dubravka in, I'd never heard of him. I don't think anyone in the Northeast had.
Do you think Dubravka will be happy to sit as a number two?
No.
Does that mean you've got to buy two goalkeepers?
Probably, because I think Darlow's away. If I was Darlow, I'd want to be away. Because he's 31, 32, and he's not going to be a Premier League. For us, he's not going to be first choice keeper. So I can see him going to a Championship team or maybe he's a newly promoted team. But even then, is he better than, I don't know who Fulham's keeper is?
Just to stick with, because Dean Henderson, because a few people still mentioned him, do you think he's going to leave to go to a club where he's not guaranteed that number one shirt?
He's not guaranteed it at the minute, is he?
Exactly.
He's not playing.
If he's leaving, to get first team football.
Yeah, but if you're leaving, he's not playing now, I'd rather be sitting on a bench in a Champions League game than sitting on the bench in on the 23s game. Like, it's kind of...
So I think Dubravka, his position is fine for now, but I honestly think come the end of next season, we'll be like, right, okay, now it's time.
I don't think it's a priority to change him. I think we can do better. I think we'll probably... at some point, we'll have to do better than him. And the fact he's 34 now, so he's not going to be around forever, as a goalkeeper.
That's prime for a goalkeeper, man.
That can be. Joe Hart's case in point. And gone by then.
Andy Hamilton's sub is up saying, we're going to build slowly. It's been said by our owners. We'll only sign a keeper if there's an improvement at a price we can't refuse.
Yeah.
And like what you said, so I think goalkeeper's quite low down in order of players we need to bring in.
You've got to get striker first, haven't you?
I think without any doubt.
Yeah. I mean, we've already talked about that, haven't we?
We need
to strengthen in
wingers, maybe two wingers if some Maximins. Well,
was left back, right wing, and striker is what we said, wasn't it? They were the three.
I think it was. They were kind of the three I went with, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's just one of those moments where, yes, your goalkeeper makes an error, he makes a mistake, and it's a bad mistake. But it's just so easy to jump on him at that point and say, right, he needs to be replaced.
It's not like Newcastle fans to overreact, is it?
Well, just completely forgetting that the last handful of weeks.
Well, you
don't know.
No.
I don't know if you want to.
I don't know where
react. But yeah, so for you, right, I'll ask you this question. Well, we'll probably do a keep or sell video at some point in the next month. Dubravka in the summer. So you're number one or do you replace?
I thought you said keep our cell. I'm thinking, we've got three keep our cell. Short video.
Keep
our cell, yeah. Right.
Keep our cell. He's, bring cells back.
For me, it's not a priority to replace him. So you keep him. And like Bessie just said there, if something then comes out of the blue where it's a deal that you can't turn down, then you do it. But it's down the list for me.
Bessie?
Keep. Definitely, yeah. I don't think he's a wonder. I like him. I don't think he's a wonderful keeper.
Pardon?
It was one of them
breathing in ones, wasn't it?
But for now, there's not a great hurry to replace him for me, so I'd keep him. Strengthen.
I'd keep him, but I'm not as confident in him as I was maybe a year or so ago. Maybe a bit longer, I'm not sure. But I'd keep him, though, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Chris, moving on.
Chris wants to sell him, he hates him.
No. Keep him.
This all started back because you tweeted, I think it was NUFC 360.
Yeah, because they say
complaining about him.
I think he said he should have been one of the first ones out the door.
It was a while ago, that now.
Yeah, it was a while ago. And I think after they tweeted that, I thought defend him. Yeah. And he had a shocker the next game. Yeah.
It's went, ever oh, since fuck. Then. Ever since it's then.
Low, isn't it?
But
kiss of death.
He's had some unbelievable games, and it's so far down, like so far down. I tell you what, we'll skip off the game itself. Okay, is it? We'll talk about players though.
Watch True Faith for the game or something like that.
We'll go through a couple of individual performances, right? And I want to touch on Saint.
Don't we all? Woof.
And we'll start with you, Decker. Mm-hmm. So Maxi, I've noticed that Maxi was in shot for every single goal that we conceded, but nowhere near the ball. So it seems he was making an effort to get back, but then not doing anything when he got back.
Was he in shot for the fifth?
He'd been subbed off.
If he was, then like, there was no one else had half the pitch.
Yeah, I don't think he was in shot for the. I don't think he was in shot for the fifth.
Game over. But if you look back, he's there or thereabouts, and I'm thinking that's a bit strange.
Well, I was surprised where he was on the first one. If I'm being honest, because even on the replay, when I seen the replay the first time, bloody hell, it is him. Like, yeah. I didn't think he'd be that far back. Like, I thought he arguably looked the most threatening player we had, but he also arguably looked the most poorest players. I think I've said that wrong, but like giving the ball away cheaply. But as I say, equally was creating things. I still think sometimes we'll give him the ball when he doesn't really want it. Like, well, I don't think we should give him it. Like, there was loads of times. I was shouting don't before we even passed him the ball. I was like, we're giving him his four around him. Don't give it to him there. Like, but you know, at the same time, people are kicking off that he's not coming back. There was a few times I was shouting, oh, God, get back. There were some times he was back, and I'm thinking, oh, God, I don't know if I really want you in there, because he looks a bit clumsy in them areas. You know, he might give something away. His shots are horrendous, man. Horrendous.
That one in the second half when he cut inside.
Twice. He come inside. One, he fluffed to the left.
Yeah.
There was another one where he come inside and absolutely blazed it over. It's got to be better there,
It must do better.
Got to do better, man. And I thought that, ironically, when he looked the more dangerous, and this is creating-wise, both came from the right-hand side. So, first of all, the wood across for Wood was a great cross. Mm-hmm. He did another one where, I think it was Wilson, was it, where he drilled it across and Wilson just went through his legs, didn't it?
Yeah. If he's shot away, Wilson, if he's been...
Maybe,
his belt, I think maybe he gets it on target and gets shot away.
So it's frustrating. There was another one where he did a good little move and he passed it straight to Sterling. I mean, literally give it to Sterling.
Yeah.
Like... It's such a frustrating performance but I will point again. I honestly thought he was probably the only one that looked dangerous for her. I honestly thought he looked the most threatening player. If anything was going to happen, I felt he'd be the person that would do something for that moment.
Yeah. I think Wilson, when he came on, he had that one on one.
Yeah.
Did Sir Maxim put him through?
No, it was Murphy. That was Murphy. But on the flip side, he definitely doesn't look as quick either. He doesn't look not sluggish, but that yard of pace, I think, has gone. Like, he doesn't seem to be as lightning quick as he used to be. But
could it not just be with Man City being who they are, they're that well drilled, and that just that good a team, that they know how to deal with them more?
Well, Liverpool as well last weekend. I think every team knows how to deal with them now.
Yeah,
if I'll be really honest, I found that his own performances haven't been as good as previous, of course, but now every time I'm seeing him get the ball, man, there's just so many round him.
There's
so many round him every time now.
But you can do that when there's no threat elsewhere on the pitch. I mean, Mickey, I do like Mickey. I think he'll be one of the ones to go in the summer, by the way, him. But like, if you've got St. Maximin, who's, as you say, is the most threatening player that we'll have, and you're defending, you think, well, we can afford to put an extra man on him, don't be as hot on Mickey because he hasn't really got any end product. The goal against Palace, notwithstanding, he's...
What, 1 in 50 games?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, man.
It's not ridiculous. So if you're defending, you're defender, manager, defending, look, Newcastle attacking, double up, treble up on him. If you've got Wood or Wilson up front, if you kind of get the ball to those two, then you don't need to worry about him. Miggy, I just leave him, Tyree.
But even when Saint is getting in, you know, like, he is actually beating one or even two or sometimes three men, that final, certainly the shots anyway, I'll give. Well, it's just awful.
It's been bad.
Really bad.
He had a couple of really good ones earlier in the season. He scored that one against Man U at St. James's. Cut inside his leather. He's done it a couple of times where he's put it away and you think, oh, that's it. But not many. Not a huge amount.
I've got no confidence when he cuts inside that he's going to hit the target. But I've been really honest with you.
I'll go back to the championship season in 2010, 2009-10, where we kind of got through at Christmas and Gutierrez was kind of a bit stifled and then we got Wayne Routledge in. And all of a sudden, because Routledge was a really good player at that level, then the Premier League even at that time, and all of a sudden teams are going like, oh, hang on, we've got him to worry about now. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's just how it works. If I feel a bit, maybe I don't feel sorry for St Maximin as much, but teams have definitely gone well. We can afford to take more of a risk over there or elsewhere on the pitch and kind of stifle him, really kind of suffocate him.
I definitely think with Wilson playing, Maxi will be better.
Well, there's a shout, one in the shout here that says, we're massively missing Ryan Fraser. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I think I do agree with that.
Do you think Fraser offers more than what Almiron does?
Yes and no. In certain, like, Almiron's probably the hardest worker I've ever seen on a football pitch. Okay. Like, if an attacking player to get back as much as he does and kind of break up play in the middle as much as he does, I like him a lot. But if you're asking us who I'd rather have 25 yards from goal with a man in the middle to find Fraser every time.
Yeah. Everybody in agreement with that?
Absolutely.
But then, I mean, Fraser works hard as well, but he's very injury prone. And
he does, but Almiron can't beat a man, really. If he collects the ball and he's standing up against a person there, he ain't going to beat him.
Nice.
He'll just come back inside and start again. Whereas Fraser, I feel, I'm not saying he's the quickest in the world, but he'll try and get around the guy.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He's a winger, isn't he? Almiron's not a winger.
Miggy's very, very one-sided as well. Very one-sided. Yeah.
Well, that's another problem we've got, and that's why we'll play with this inside forward business. Obviously, because of Almiron's on and Maxi's on. For me, it's a bit frustrating at times that they always have to come inside all the time. You know?
Yeah, you don't often see someone like knock the ball past the defender and like run towards the byline.
That might be a bit old school now. You know, your Man City's have all got inverted wingers coming in. But all I mean is like them two instances I've mentioned came from Maxi being on the other side of the field.
Yeah.
However, he got there. I'm not quite sure why he was over there, but he was. And you know, he crossed the ball, right?
There's another shout here. It's something which I hadn't thought about until now. And I'll come to you, Mark. It says, it was a strange game to watch. I really thought that Bruno getting a yellow card made us completely lose our bite in the middle. It was a silly red card. A silly yellow card for Bruno to get. So that challenge on Grealish, it's just daft. Absolutely daft. That's a challenge out of frustration, that.
You'd love to put a tackle like that in on him, though, wouldn't you?
I don't mind Grealish.
I think Grealish is all right, mate.
I don't mind him.
I'd still let her do that to him.
Yeah, it was a stupid challenge, wasn't it? He wasn't getting anywhere near the ball. It was right out on the touchline. He's going nowhere. There's no need for it. But I think it is just a momentary little bit of loss of his sense, isn't it? And just goes in on
Shelby does that.
I can't remember. I must have been feeding the bear or something. But
so on the far side, literally just inside their half, and he just wipes them out.
I thought it was one of those games where you can see that Bruno hasn't been in the country very long. Or hasn't been in the Premier League very long. I think they were on him very quickly. There were a few things. He lost the ball on the edge of the box quite cheaply a couple of times. And this isn't me saying, oh, like, he's shite or like that. Like, but I've said a few times now that I think there's a little bit of kind of conditioning maybe still to do to get him kind of up to speed. And I still think that's the case.
Even in those positions, it was just pass, move.
Oh, yeah.
He knows it. Honestly, he's the type of... it doesn't help the players that are around him to a certain degree. If you put him in that Man City squad, he fits in as if he's belong there.
I think so, but I still think you'll improve. I think get him we've got this half a season out of him, or the third of a season, because he didn't really start playing straight away. Give him pre-season, get him in this run-up the World Cup in the winter. I think you'll see a better player than we've seen. I mean, he's already been brilliant, don't get us wrong. But there's still, you can kind of still see where he needs to be a little bit sharper.
Mm-hmm. With him being in there with Longstaff as well, he was having to drop further back and further back and further
totally
back.
Totally forgot he played until I saw someone.
I think that was maybe why Bruno didn't look at his best, was because he was having to cover for Longstaff quite a bit, because I thought Longstaff had a shocking game.
Can't remember him at all. Even while, I forgot he was playing. Whilst he was playing,
he was terrible. He was absolutely.
And also, I like to say, kind of, we've talked about, certainly I have on here before about how a decent coach would get more out of him than we've seen over the past couple of years. And it's going to have to take some very, very good coaching from what I remember there. So, like
on
some
the topic,
players that just aren't good enough.
Like, on the topic of Longstaff as well, Josh Stockton, thanks for the donation, mate. Says
he must be made of money that bloke.
Hope you well. I thought Wood was poor at the weekend. How a big lad like him missed a header 8 minutes in, I'll never know. Longstaff, anonymous as always. Don't know why he was offered a new. Am I being too harsh?
Oh. I mean, on that performance,
has he been offered a new deal?
I don't know if he has.
That's the talk. That's the talk, yeah.
How's that going to say? He wants him doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which again, from a you know, from a future point of view, he's a local lad, homegrown. He fits into that quota of English players that have been at the at the club for a long time. So they've got to keep, I think it's eight.
Yeah.
So, you know, from that point of view, it makes sense. But it's a one that you need to strengthen in there. You don't expect them to play a lot because your midfield three has got to be the three that we've seen playing in the last, you know, handful of games well, which is Shelvey, Joe and Bruno. John Joe. Yeah. That's the, you know, the three that you expect to be in there.
But can I just quickly ask, did Shelvey didn't play when we got beat off Spurs 5-1? Is that correct? Did Shelvey didn't play that game?
I've taught me how
I'm just wondering, because I'm sure he didn't, and I always see a massive difference when Shelvey's not on. And ironically, when he plays, most of the time people kick off he's on.
it was weird because we had that run of games where he played every game. Then he didn't play against Everton or the second game. Who was that?
I think it was Spurs, wasn't it?
Or
was it
Chelsea?
Oh, Chelsea. Yeah,
I don't. I think he might have been back for Spurs.
Yeah, maybe
he wrong. Was, I'm you sure. Know, maybe we'll, was. We'll get
like. For example, here, I'm just going to think further ahead here, right? Maybe out of line in a sense, but I think Leeds are going to go down, right?
Possibly. Yeah, it looks that way.
So for me, you break the bank and get Calvin Phillips. Okay. Period. You get Phillips. He's absolutely classic.
Well, the figures that they're talking about, you wouldn't even have to break the bank.
25 million, I've seen.
25, 30.
Surely someone like Man U goes for him.
Well, maybe, but let's get what happened.
McTominay?
The ring, Phillips? If we can get what happened in the ring for Bruno, you know, which we did, and beat a few big clubs to him there. Like,
sure, he did play in the 5-1.
I did. Okay.
Ashfaq said it, so I'm going with Ashfaq.
Oh, Ashfaq, nice. He's a good lad. But I think I said this on Takeover Night when we sat back here, when I'd been up at the stadium, which was amazing. I think I said then there's like 20 players I'd let go. Like honestly, like I would.
Yeah.
Like, and I think Matty disagreed and was like, no, but Dummett getting another year.
Thoughts on it, yeah.
It's just ridiculous, man. How much, honestly, how often will he be available to play in that year? Like, he's always hurt, man.
One of the shows, when I hosted Extra Time on Friday night, and it's something which I hadn't thought about.
Little plug there,
Scott,
right?
Said, will Dummett even get a squad number next season?
Well, why have you given me... Yeah,
well, it depends if we're signing a left-back, isn't it?
I mean, but the minute he's worked, because Lewis isn't in the squad at the moment.
Yep.
Target isn't really our player, as we speak, and there's no guarantee that he will be. Dummett's our first choice, first full-time left-back at the minute. So you've got to tie it down.
Get Matt Ritchie back in.
If the talk is that Lewis is going to go in the summer, which seems to be the case, and again, what Mark said about Longstaff, Dummett will be a homegrown player. He could just be there to make numbers up.
Well, what Eddie Howe has said is it's more around what he brings off the pitch.
Thing is, he's not gonna go, oh yeah, when he come player, so yeah, I'll give him an extra year. Eddie Howe's got to say he's got to kind of do the old
I feel I've moved on to Dummett here, but the point I was trying to make was like Longstaff.
It's the same argument with Longstaff as well.
I'm sorry.
In a minute, you've done
what you've had to do, right? You've been here, you've had some decentish games and you had a great spell on the Rafa where we thought, you know what it is, you're better than Declan Rice, you man, you're unbelievable. That ship sailed, I'm afraid. And I don't think that he will get back to that 10-game period that we've seen him in Rafa, and we thought, wow, literally, my United 50 million. That player, I'm not sure we'll ever see that player again. And I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong, but I just don't think we'll.
I think you're right.
It's pretty good shout what you've said, though. Do you think if we don't sign Target, Dummett is the only left-back that... Well, Dummett and Lewis are the only two left-backs, and Lewis obviously apparently
he's been injured. He's got
surgeries.
So we'll have to see. That might not be... All the talk of in the transfer window,
but it could be at the end of the season stuff without a starting left back.
Yeah,
there's no chance they would do that.
Of course,
but when we talk about the weakest positions that we have, that's one of them. Like that.
If Target isn't going to sign, because I still think he will. But if something really went wrong with this Target situation and Villa wanted him back and we couldn't get him, honestly, striker might be at the top of the list at the moment. But if Target left, I reckon left back
goes straight
to
the top,
right to the top of that list, 100%. And then whoever would get. You know, we're targets.
Yeah, that card was hilarious yesterday, by the way.
Aye,
we just had a hold of it. He did it a couple of times. There's absolutely no
He didn't have a great game.
I think, again, what's amazing, and this is why, I've seen some people on Twitter say, it's the most important year of history and all this stuff.
I saw that. That
was ridiculous comments. It's exciting, no question.
Yeah.
And the reason why I'm kind of, what's the word, comfortable with what's going to happen. If that happened and Target didn't sign, under Ashley, I don't think we'd strengthen left back. We would just shoehorn Richie in there. We would just put up with Dumfries. Yeah. This regime, we will not. We will not. If Target's not going to stay, which I still think he will, but if he doesn't, we will get someone in there. You know,
you can,
we will
you can guarantee we've already got a short list of left backs that we will go after if come the summer.
If Target doesn't stay, I think whoever was signed would be an improvement on him. I think if we want Target, we'll sign him.
Yeah. Yeah,
I would agree. Yeah.
So I think if we don't sign Target, it's because we've let them go because there's someone else.
That's what you want to hope for. You know, in every position, now, that's Target, what you want.
Well, talking about the Dubravka thing earlier on, Target had a stinker yesterday.
Well, I found his comments after the game interesting.
Targets,
yeah.
I don't see what he said.
Well, he said, like, if he had a left winger in front of him that actually worked harder, he'd keep 10 or 15 more clean sheets a season. But
yeah,
right. You know what he's getting at there. But we might as well touch on it because we haven't spoke about this. What were your opinions on Maxi's comments?
I thought from the start that it was kind of taken out of context.
Okay,
but then I spent the game yesterday like resenting him a little bit because of it. Like, well, I was like, "Oh, go and have a shot, then you fucking dickhead." I'll go and put a better ball in then. And I was like, I was sitting there going, "I don't agree. I don't think what he said." I'm happy. I'm satisfied that I watched Eddie Howe's press conference on air Friday. When Eddie said that, oh yeah, he came and saw me, and it's like, for me, I'm thinking if he said that, oh, the Chris Wood shit, Wilson shit, I need someone better in there. He sits and kind of goes, oh well, whatever. But the fact that he's got Eddie Howe and says, oh, by the way, this isn't right. This, that says to me that, well, maybe I'm happy to take St. Maxim inside it and say like, right, I trust that.
They dealt with it perfectly off the field.
It seems to be
dealt with it that so way. Well.
Even Howe said in that briefing, even Howe said like, oh, I agree with him. But like it's something that we need to improve on, and I've talked to him about like not a fine. Oh, he said I don't know, I don't think I'm going to fine him. But there's going to be some sort of disciplinary. You might have to. He didn't wear a headband. I noticed. Maybe that's the first step.
Took the headband off. Right. You're not wearing that.
Have that. Mark, fancy Dan.
Hit him in the pocket with advertising. Yeah, you
did
get that off.
Did it remind you a lot like Moussa Sissoko when he used to go away on international duty?
Yeah,
he used to always be an audible comeback.
It's that kind of thing, and it's like with Sissoko, it was all because he was always looking for that bigger move because he thought he was the greatest midfielder in the world, and you know, two relegations say different.
The Champions League final as well. So, I've seen someone like in all the Sissoko's them, and I thought, well, he left 5 years ago. He's got a champion. He's just 5 years older. I don't get that.
Also, Watford was a strange choice, like personally.
I think he's
staying in
London. Yeah, maybe.
Right. Yeah, maybe I.
You know what is? Mike Fargus said a great shout. Says, just imagine the Craig Hope exclusive of fallouts and training ground bust ups if it was under the previous regime.
that's what I mean by handling it well.
Yeah,
you know, I think Howe knew exactly what he was doing there in terms of sinking to my office straight away.
Do you know what is? I think what Saint has said is probably correct, but don't say it.
You don't
That's
say it,
that, isn't it?
If he said it, and I saw someone on Twitter saying like he reads French, says I've read it, and like it's not very good what he said. Like it's, I think they have said I don't think it's lost in translation. I mean, personally, if Eddie Howe's happy, apart from the headband, he was playing, he's not being. So I think, fair enough. I'll go with what Eddie Howe says because he knows more than I do. You know what I mean? But
it was mad, the Twitter outrage, man. I went on and I knew what was coming.
It takes nothing.
Honestly, man, I was seeing some accounts on there saying, Howe's not going to be happy with this. He'll be fuming when we're saying. Howe was out straight away saying, listen, I believe what he said. He started.
It's buried it straight away, didn't he?
Buried straight away. Yeah. He started the game straight afterwards. Like, it's only going to get worse, by the way.
This
you know,
is the good better, thing about Eddie Howe's managerial style, the press conferences. It gets thrown at him. He's just so calm with it. He just says,
he's really good. Like,
I'll be having a chat with him.
Just straight back every time. Yeah. There's no
getting beat 5-0. His interview after the game was absolutely brilliant.
It was really good.
It was absolutely brilliant what he was saying. And he just, obviously, that was the one thing that we knew when he came in, obviously, was one in terms of at least it'd be hard work there and someone that actually works on the training ground, but also the way that he dealt with the media.
Can you remember how mad?
Speak really well.
People were like probably buzzing about a video of him running.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
And it's like
that first video. That
he's running. He's a. I think, well, that's what people. That's what
you would expect.
That's what's meant to happen when you. Well, yeah.
But you can guarantee in this week's press conference, he's going to be asked about John Joe's little trip to Disneyland.
So that was the next one. Yeah. So
seamless, this seamless.
You've mentioned Twitter upset and uproar. This one's down to you, Mr. Randall Bell, who posts a photo of John Joe Shelby at Disneyland Paris.
Disneyland.
He's injured. I get it. If that is St. Maximum, what Degas said, if that's St. Maximum, a way of Mickey Mouse in Paris whilst he's injured, fans are not happy. Why does John Joe Shelby get a free pass?
Is he getting a free pass?
Well, he's probably paid for his ticket, like, but...
I've seen more comments straight being... I was just choosing to ignore it. I've seen more comments of people saying he shouldn't be doing it than I have defending it, like.
50-50,
I'd say. I'm on the fence, but I think if that was Saint, there's hell on. Absolute hell on.
I honestly haven't seen anything, mate. Honestly.
They were kicking off because he was wearing a watch at one point.
All right, like I'm sure I've had Mickey Mouse one. I've had this debate with you about, like, him doing a card game or whatever, or being somewhere, and I'd said, like, if that was another player, I don't think you would be as bothered. And you're sitting there now, not Oster, he's in Disneyland, you're not bothered.
But I am. No, I am.
I disagree.
I am. That's why I brought it up.
Nah. I disagree. I'm not.
No, Decker.
No, you. Might.
I am. Trust us. I am. I am unhappy.
What makes you unhappy about it?
Because he's not shown commitment to his teammates in the team.
This is just PR.
It shouldn't be.
You see, like how Trippier did when he was in the dressing room after every game.
Maybe not to that extent, but at least
Shelby can do that. Don't lose us photo.
If he's going to go off and go to Disneyland, be a bit snidey about it. Don't get your photo taken with every Tom, Dick, and Harry.
Be snidey about it. Your wig on.
Don't go and pose for photos with people.
I know, but what's he gonna like?
Hello, I am Johnny Shelby.
If he hadn't have posed for that photo, who's going to know that he's in Disneyland?
There would be somebody I would have took a photo and said, I've tried to get a photo with John Joe Shelby. He's told him to piss off. Now he's gone on the log fumes.
Spill it, man with the canoe. Just why did he get that picture taken?
There's been no other photos or no other mention of him being in Disneyland other than that photo.
Maybe that's where he put the wig on.
So
goofy looks.
If you're going to go and do that, then don't go advertising the fact that you're there.
Now, the other question is I'm sure there was times where people were saying, I can't believe House put it with that. Has Maxi gone on his own and on his own accord? Do you think John Joe's asked the club or asked Eddie Howe, can I go with the family? I'm injured. Can I go? Or do you think he's gone?
You would hope so.
Well, 100% he must have.
Do you think this will get brought up in a press conference?
Probably.
It should.
Do you think so?
I doesn't bother
I
me.
I don't know if it should, but I think it will.
Do you reckon he's gone before the end of the season to save a few quid, like the summer holiday, isn't it?
100%. It's what half term ended in May, isn't it?
It doesn't bother me in the slightest. All I think is for, like, kind of PR sake or whatever, for like show, do it when the season's over. Yeah. It's only 2 weeks away, whatever it is. I'm not bothered. If John Joe Shelby's injured, if he's not available for selection, he can do what he wants. He can't the moon for all I care.
I'm more like, if we were in the bottom three and Man City meant that game meant something, John Joe better not be in Disneyland.
If he's injured, I don't care.
But no, I don't know.
That whole thing around, like we've just been talking about, there's how wants to have a good group of players that have this team mentality and all being there for each other. John Joe Shelby is not there for his teammates.
Yeah, but so you think because he's went to Disneyland, it just wipes out the last 15 games that he's had? Every team photo he's been on celebrating because he's went to Disneyland for a week. All of a sudden, he's not there for his teammates.
No, I'm just saying he shouldn't go to Disneyland Paris. He should be there supporting his teammates.
What was the reasons why he should be there? You were saying that.
Because he should be there supporting his teammates.
Yeah, but that... So that almost means because he's gone there, he doesn't care about his teammates and he's not showing commitment.
That's the impression he's given.
Scott says maybe Shelby is also getting some form of treatment while he's in Paris than just popping in.
So exactly like I said for St. Maximum, then why go flashing it around on the internet?
Well, he didn't. Took a photo with him.
Pose for the photo? All he has to say is, I'm here with me. I'm here with the kids.
I don't want to.
Maybe he was on his own. Maybe he just really want to go to Disneyland. The kids are in school, so he's gone, I'm going
it. Do you know what it is?
Why not wait 2 weeks?
If I sum it up right.
No, but if he's there getting treatment, say he was, right? And he's not going to be lying down getting treatment for 24 hours a day, and he's got the afternoon off and he goes to Disneyland. Let's just say that's the case.
We're talking about his family being there. He might be by himself.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. He might just fancy the trip out. That doesn't bother me at all. That doesn't bother me in the slightest.
I'm the same. I think if a player's injured,
I know where you're coming from, man.
It just gives the wrong impression.
And I think, like I say, for appearance's sake, maybe go after the season's finished, but really doesn't matter. If he's not available to play...
He's not going to play for the rest of this season. That's, sure, that's what you are. That we're led to believe. But so that just... Yes, he can't have an impact on the pitch, but like Trippier's done, like Wilson's done, like all the other players that have been injured, they've gone and watched the games. They've been in the ground, that kind of thing.
Well, this happened, like,
we haven't seen much of it from Wilson, mind. We've seen him a couple of times, not many.
He would have been away somewhere. He just hasn't been.
Well, Bournemouth from getting rehabilitated. At the start, true, last money. Yeah. I love the idea. Like if we use works and I use work to get out the man, I would say where's work. It's Sky, like if both of you are, and then like, if Declan goes on holiday and all of a sudden the call's going the red and Mark's going, he's putting photos of himself in fucking Greece. What's he doing? Where's his commitment? His team are suffering here. He's on holiday. Sorry, he can't play. He's injured.
Yeah, but he's not on holiday during the season.
I'm sure Eddie's given the slip. Eddie's gone, like he's filled his form in.
There was a photo of Wilson. On a yacht somewhere at one point. That was
That was taken when they were in Dubai, though, wasn't it?
The Shelby picture, just because when it got shared around during the game, it doesn't mean it was taken during the game. That could have been taken on Thursday.
Well, that was the other thing. But apparently it was legit.
Mark wants him driving the bus, man.
Get part of the team. Get on that team, boss.
If it's good enough
what's
for...
the comments here? Anyone with that
if it's or? Good enough for Trippier... I don't necessarily want him to go to the extent of Trippier, because Trippier has gone above and beyond. He's wanted to be in the training room. He's wanted to be on the bench. He's wanted to be in the photos.
He probably also wouldn't be allowed on the rides with a broken foot either.
Well,
Shelby.
What is wrong with Shelby anyway?
Maybe he's too small. Trippier's too small.
I don't know what's wrong.
I can't even remember. Because that one came a bit out of the blue. It was only announced in the
he's been carrying a knock for a while, hasn't he?
Press conference, wasn't it?
Playing through for a good while. Because Willits was a recurrence.
I think the thing which you're looking at, Mark, I think it's because what basically.
It just doesn't look good.
It's what Trippier has
done. It just doesn't look good.
That's just on holiday.
That's it. Don't go on holiday when we're still playing games.
But if he's injured and out for the season, why not?
And if he is getting treatment...
Because it doesn't look good. He should be there supporting his team. He should be there supporting his teammates.
Maybe he was. Like I say, that might not have been taken during the game. Just because it got shared, like...
So if he is asked about it and saying, no, John Joe Shelby wasn't... He was here, he didn't go to France, then fine, I'm happy with that.
All's forgiven, John Joe.
So John Joe, for your sake, for Mark to forgive you, you've got to prove your GPS, okay? Get your Apple Watch synced. Nah, it's
all right. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yep, next question.
Anything else to add on John Joe?
I think we'll miss him.
I do.
The last couple of games.
Yeah, I still think, and you mentioned this earlier, Mark, about the midfield three being the midfield three next season. I think they can be improved on. Maybe it's not Bruno, but I think Joe Linton and Shelby, I think, are both players that, although they've done well.
Yeah, I agree.
If you're going to progress... You do better than both.
I think probably the Shelby one's probably a bit more urgent, just because he's not getting any younger, he's not getting any quicker.
Yeah,
you've got a bit more option in the Joe Linton position because you've got Joe Willock. I know they're different players, but that more that forward.
You need to get some real engines around John Joe if he's going to play. I still think he can do a job with the right people around him.
Yeah,
so I think he can dictate the ball really well. Still got a good pass on him. But obviously his legs, he's only getting older, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would definitely say, though, one of the most impressive things since I was coming has been he's been able to last games, you know what I mean? And
he looks far fitter.
And I know he's never been the quickest in a race. It'll be like Grealish and Trippier was on Sunday. He'll probably lose everyone he runs.
Yeah.
But he's running back, though. You know, and there's not as much of this, arms down, shove. He used to do it all the time, man. I don't see that as much.
I think he's a lot fitter. I think that's something that the whole squad, since Howe come in, and it's been nearly 6 months now, they're just an awful lot fitter now, across the board.
And just before we go through the last couple of questions, can we just highlight how more determined we look to actually get up the field when Trippier and Wilson came on?
Yeah, Trippier put some really good balls in, didn't he? Really good. Yeah. Like, it would really
Wilson
miss that.
Had that chance, and Jesus, he should have done
Wilson
it.
Like, one on one, and I was thinking at the time, if I'm going to do a deck because Decker's got. If that wasn't Maximus, if that was Wood that missed that chance, you'd be going like, "How oh, was yeah?"
And I get he hasn't played much football, but he's in the position. You still need to score here.
I think I'll go back to what I said about that chance. I kind of went through his legs. If he'd been playing football regularly this season, he's probably gets both. At least gets a second one on target. But I think he scores the first one.
100%.
Yeah. 100%.
This is the. I'm actually meant to put this in the group. I don't know if I did or not, but like. It's very similar to Dubravka and Darlow, where like you know when one of them does something and you're like if he had been on he would have done he would have scored there. So if Wood had missed that, for example, the game before I think it was I could be wrong here. Maxi played Wood through, but he was offside. He didn't know he was offside.
Rome Palace was
a terrible finish.
Awful. Put it wide.
Awful finish, right? And I'm thinking bloody hell. Like, and my initial reaction is if Wilson's on, he scores there. But then Wilson got played through there, and it was a terrible finish. Like, it happens, right? It happens, you know. But what I will say is I really believe. With Wilson on, he would get more of them chances than what Wood would.
Yeah, I think I think Wilson's someone that you can. Good, like, that one that that when Murphy put him through. Oh, that was one on one.
That was the one.
That's one where that's plays his strengths where you can beat the man. He's got like that burst of pace, get past him, and put himself in a position to be in the one on one.
Superb movement. He holds the ball up really well, considering he's not really a big guy, but he can hold the ball up.
Yeah,
Wilson has it all actually, really, except. Fitness, like in terms of being able to stay fit, that's the only problem with him.
That's what Howe said on Friday. He said they're saying, "Can Wilson play for?" He says, "Well, he could be fit next season, but there's so many kind of variables, and he just happens to be quite injury prone."
It would be amazing if we can sign a striker in the summer who is at the standard of him, and we can kind of share it. Like, I know it might sound ridiculous because you might have Wilson on a run of form, but he'll get rested, and the fans
could be a case where Wilson could be like, "I'm feeling something."
I just don't.
Right, couple of weeks off.
He might score, you know, two in two games, and then the third game he doesn't play, and everyone's like, "Oh, he's on a great run of form." He might be the type of player where you have to pick and choose your moments.
Well.
Yeah. I wonder who would you say is about that? I've got Ollie Watkins in my head.
It's tough. It's a tough one. It is a tough one.
Jermaine Pennant, Jay Butler, Bobby Zamora.
What I want to wrap this up in this was a shout by Daryl earlier. If you look at the photos from Etihad at the weekend, just a couple of rows behind.
Our Daryl.
So a couple of rows behind Amanda Staveley. And to the right, we've got Kevin Keegan was there to watch the game.
Was that him in that picture? I saw someone say, I couldn't work out.
Yeah, Kevin Keegan was there.
He's a Man City legend.
Yeah.
Of course, that's right, aye.
Do you think we might see him on Monday night?
I heard rumours that he was at the game last weekend.
You would have seen something.
It'd be lovely
if Keegan was there. That would have come out now. Someone would have
camera would be straight on Keegan if he was there.
It would be. I mean,
that would have been the game from Liverpool and Newcastle. But I would
be beautiful. Be beautiful. Last home game as well. It would be lovely. It really would.
Do you think you'll get anything like that from the last home game of the season?
Nah,
not on a Monday night.
Why?
Why not?
Oh, it's just shit, isn't it?
No, but. Nah, I think
it's Monday night now. Having a nice time.
No, I know.
I think we could make an occasion.
I just think having the last game of the last home game of the season on Monday night, shit.
It's rubbish.
You need it to be on a Saturday or a Sunday so you can go out and enjoy the game.
Amanda's going to go, well, we're going to get Keegan to walk on, but not on
Monday night.
Oh, wait. No, I think it'll be lovely. I really do.
Do you think you'll see him? Yes or no?
Nah.
I'd love to, but I don't think so. I think we will see him again.
Do you think they'd make more of it?
I think maybe his first game this next season, maybe he's.
It's been such an easy win, and it hasn't been taken. So, and I don't know why. Why that is because has he been approached? Has he been spoken about, and just isn't able to make it, or what? Or is he? I don't know. It just seems very odd that he hasn't came back, especially when Terry Mack's been back a couple of times.
Yeah,
there's been others that have been back.
I think Terry Mack wasn't invited by the club. I think Terry Mack comes back a lot when it's to do with talkings that he's doing. And there's a lad called Graham that doesn't. Mickey Quinn.
100%.
Likewise, Kevin Keegan's been up here at least three occasions since the takeover doing talkings in the Northeast.
Maybe they're just waiting for him over. I don't know, a meaningful moment. I don't know what that would be, but
Kevin Keegan stand.
He'd have to die, so he won't witness it.
And that's what that's just marks.
Rest in peace, Kevin.
Bizarre.
Be amazing.
August he's stand, Kevin Keegan, stand there. You are enjoy
I'm,
that. Lads.
I'm with the lads. I think it's not going to happen. But I would love it if it was some announcement. He came on, give a bit of a wave, and then walk off.
Have we all said I would love it as well?
I love it.
And right, well, that's about it. So we are going to sign out for the night. And we shall see yous at some point during the week. God knows when the next one will be, because obviously next Monday night. No,
prediction for Monday night, because we're not going to be.
So, yeah, so our predictions for Monday night, it's I'm going for a draw. Mm. I think it'll be a 2-2 draw. We've had a shit run of games like
I think
that's why it's so nice to have them. Imagine being in a like lead situation now, or where we could have been. Yeah. Had these three games.
I said that to my dad earlier. Like, I wouldn't Man City's game yesterday. That's not nice losing 5-0, but I'm not like
could have been worse.
I'm not kicking the cut. I think you're a cut. But like
we were still in the game at 3-0. We were still creating chances and we were playing some nice football at times.
It was a bit disheartening to see them fold the way they did, though, personally. Yeah.
It was the last two goals.
I was annoyed with that. I was like, wow, that's proper Bruce. You
know it was like the old days, like I. But I reckon
Right, we're gonna sign out. We're not gonna tell you why. Thank you very much. See you later.
Love you all. Thank you very much.
See you later. Bye.
Bye everyone.